Never seen anything like this, and it's driven the Democrats crazy.
After nearly 12 hours of debate, Senate Republicans vote, at least for now, against allowing more witnesses and documents at the president's trial. California Democrat Adam Schiff says those have been allowed in past presidents and judges' impeachment trials.
We end where we started, with one party wanting a fair trial and one party that doesn't.
The Democrats start arguing their case against the president at 1 p.m. Eastern. 9 deaths and 440 cases of a new virus are now reported in China. The virus has spread through travelers to a few other countries, including a case in Washington State. America's listening to Fox News. Jay.
Clear!
Paul, good morning.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I work here!
I work really hard.
It wouldn't be work if you loved what you did.
Can you stop talking?
That's what I do. That's what I do.
I talk.
Just talk!
Like for a living?
Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
They pay me for that.
That's why they pay me.
Well, gotta get back to work.
Let's begin.
Let's do that, shall we? I'm medicated now. I think we... Just outside. Bit of a breeze. It's still... like bone-chilling cold. Here's Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
You will appreciate this, Greg. Guess who's gusting to 24 miles an hour right now with 40 degrees? That would be Miami International Airport.
Oh, God, poor Goose.
Gusting to 24?
Oh. Yeah, I sent her your temperature chart yesterday. She said, thanks, Uncle Weather.
Yeah, okay, here we go. With a very cold start here. We bottomed out last hour at 24. We're at 25 right now. But a modest warming trend begins this afternoon. 53 may not sound like much, but boy, oh boy, it's better than yesterday's 46. Good bit of sunshine today. Not as cold tonight, low 34. Tomorrow, mid-50s, risk of a shower just about any time tomorrow, but especially after lunchtime. Showers likely Thursday night and through Friday morning early. Maybe some thunder. And then the weekend, I've got us dry Saturday. And Sunday's a bit of a question mark, but I think temperatures will be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, at least at the airport. So 25 degrees, no wind chill report this morning at 7:04.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Not to get political, but there's a funny weather-related meme on Facebook. This is in a location where they had an obviously heavy snow, and there's one sidewalk that hasn't been shoveled, and guess whose sign?
Bernie.
That's right. We're going to redistribute the work.
I understand that Bernie and Hillary are having quite the spat going on right now.
Yeah, she's been... Well, you know, the whole thing is they're trying to overturn the election so they can get somebody who's really trustworthy like Hillary in there. I think it's time.
We're the same temperature as Chicago Midway right now at 25.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they probably have some wind there. Very rarely. If it's windless gusting, in Chicago, it's usually in the summer.
Gusting to 23.
So what would that wind chill be? That would be like in the low teens, right? Hey, this is a good day to think about jet skiing. Actually, they're in at Adams Motorsports. And you know this, we'll be complaining about the heat and the humidity before too long. So now is a good time to get over to Adams Motorsports, see our buddy Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious, whose wife, Lynn, makes the most amazing cookies. I would go there to buy a motorcycle if they were offering her free. She makes these Ritz... peanut butter, chocolate, vanilla. Oh, God, they're so good. Highly addictive. I can only have one, and that's hard to do. What they have at Adams Motorsports, this month they're featuring the Kawasaki Mule. But their whole product line, Kawasaki, Suzuki, all the Polaris products made right here in Alabama. The manufacturers of the products that are sold at Adams Motorsports buy down the credit standard. So that means instead of dealing with a bank, if your credit isn't great, you can still get the lowest available rate because the goal is to get you out and enjoying the products they sell, whether it's off-road, on-road, or on the water. Remember, every year, Adams Motorsports has a limited quantity of jet skis. When they're gone, they're gone. So now is the time to really give that some thought. You know, that's how you warm up on a cold day. You think warm thoughts, getting out on the lake and enjoy. There's nothing like it. You know, just as a motorcycle, you can go down the same street 1,000 times in a car. The first time you do it on a motorcycle, it's a whole different experience. Same thing with the water. If you have been on a boat on the water, that's fun. Nobody's knocking the boat, but the jet ski is a very individual type of way to enjoy it. Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, and open 24/7 online, including their pre-owned inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. Jay's random facts are coming up. I do not have a convoluted intro.
What?
Give me those pills.
I just took one.
Hey, that's it. We're out of here.
Because I'm about to have a heart attack.
And then if 8 o'clock comes and goes, I'm going to wear my I Survived 8 o'clock Fox News t-shirt. All right. Let's see what's happening locally, and then we will be back with random facts. Get your note-taking devices handy.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating 3 homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. 2 Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. In a committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery, heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month and will hear from the maintenance department next week. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is going to be dumb.
New from Samsung, the Galaxy Throwback. If you feel like you're too plugged into technology, this is for you. It's an old school phone that you plug into your wall. Pick up the handset and hold it to your ear. The Galaxy Throwback includes 10 rotary digits that you spin with your index finger. You'll also receive a 3-foot coil cord that connects from the phone base to the handset. You can hear a real dial tone. And the best part, there's no distracting apps, GPS, YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook. Simplify your life with the all-new Galaxy Throwback. Now available for just under $1,000.
And now, some saying this is the best part of the show. It's
random facts.
There you go. See, we thought this was going to be the morning.
No, we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Did you?
Yeah, we got it.
Just in case.
Shake those maracas.
Shake those maracas.
Shake those maracas.
I said that already.
Booty.
Clear.
Did you know? In 1975, a Siamese cat co-authored an influential physics paper. His owner, who was the sole author, wrote the paper using plurals such as we and our. It was a mistake that he had done that, but rather than go back and correct all of those errors, he just added his cat Chester as the co-author.
Oh, I see. Yeah. We, yeah.
Did you know during World War II, a doll shop owner was convicted of espionage against the United States when letters that she sent abroad describing various dolls were intercepted and that the dolls in question were actually code names for various U.S. warships?
Huh.
Yeah. Hmm.
Were they anatomically correct?
I don't know. Did you know? Here's something that they really didn't have to do, but they did it anyway. The boots that were worn by the actors portraying the American soldiers in Saving Private Ryan were made by the same company that supplied boots for American soldiers during the Second World War.
I like authenticity.
Yeah. You didn't have to do that.
Right.
Right? It's the boots. Knows.
Just like 1917, the stuff they didn't have to do, the detail. You know, yeah, that's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah. Did you know that Harriet Tubman was alive at the same time as both Thomas Jefferson and Ronald Reagan?
That's amazing. That is amazing. So, because she lived into her 90s, I think. So she was born when Washington was still alive.
Well, Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Who died in 1826.
Exactly. She was born in 1820.
Okay, so she was...
That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is.
She passed away in 1913.
And that's the year Ronald Reagan was born.
2 years after the
year. By the way, I watched a documentary last night on JFK, and Reagan made one of his best speeches during the endowment of JFK's library with Caroline and JFK Jr. present. It was a wonderful, wonderful speech.
I've never seen that.
I had never seen it before last night. I'm going to try and get it ready for happy hour this afternoon. It's worth hearing.
Oh, wow, there's some more. Kirk Douglas was alive at the same time as Rasputin. Charlie Chaplin and Sarah Michelle Gellar were both alive together. Orville Wright and Neil Armstrong.
Wow.
Alive at the same time. Adolf Hitler and Otto von Bismarck.
Orville got to see from that first flight of Kitty Hawk all the way to the jet age.
Yeah.
And rockets.
Queen Elizabeth II and Wyatt Earp.
Oh.
Of course, you could probably put Queen Elizabeth II with a lot of people. Yeah. Obama and Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover and Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson and Thomas Jefferson. All alive at the same time. Or during the, you know, just before, just after, that sort of thing.
It would be really wild if Thomas Jefferson and George Jefferson were alive.
Sherman Hemsley, maybe. Anyway. No. Did you know that FEMA, during Hurricane Irma, tweeted out they tweeted out the wrong phone number.
Ooh.
They tweeted out an 800 number. It was a helpline. But the one they tweeted out was not...
What was the help for?
It helped for something else.
Oh.
Okay. I see where you're...
They soon tweeted out the correct one, but some hurricane victims had already dialed in to hear, "Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you."
Oh, boy.
Gosh. This is the same time that they had gotten somebody to do the sign language who didn't know how to do sign language.
Oh, yeah, they're doing gibberish.
But didn't
it's
it
like
take
watching their... Curly do his thing with the hands, you know.
But didn't it take their mind off the hurricane for a little while?
Maybe for a little bit.
I was going to say, it'd be a nice distraction.
Good distraction there.
Then what would you do?
Did you know about the Bader-Meinhof effect?
I think I'm having it now.
It's also called frequency illusion. I'm pretty sure we've all experienced this. It is an illusion in which the thing that you've just noticed, experienced, or have been told about suddenly crops up everywhere.
Yeah, I know
what that
is.
What's a good example of?
Well, I want, my car, I wanted a Challenger, and the more I got close to possibly making that purchase, the more I kept seeing Challengers everywhere.
Oh, I got you.
It's also, like, I just bought this black robe, and all of a sudden,
yeah,
I'm seeing them everywhere, which is great. It's a good car.
Did you know in 1946, two owners of a pest control company called Testa were convicted in a UK court for genocide? The court claimed that they must have known that they supplied concentration camps with much more Zyklon B gas than was needed for delousing.
Oh, yeah.
They were the only German industrialists to be executed.
Yeah, well, but they knew.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah.
Did you know that banana trees are not trees at all? They're actually the largest herb. As well as the bananas aren't actually fruit. They're berries that fall from the herb, or that are picked from the herb.
The banana is a berry?
It's not very interesting.
It's like a tomato is not a vegetable. It's a fruit.
Yeah. Did you know that the ball from the Immaculate Reception... regarded as the greatest play in NFL history.
Right.
Was said reception, not cons.
No. Immaculate Reception. That ball was taken by a fan after the game. He offered it back to the Steelers in exchange for season tickets for life, but they refused. He now keeps the ball in a bank vault and has refused all offers to sell it.
I wonder what the offers are up to.
I have no idea.
That may have been the single most amazing play. Maybe the end of that game that Auburn won on the kick.
Oh, yeah.
That was unbelievable. But that catch by Franco Harris, that's the one they're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I was watching that game at a guy's house, and we were like, unbelievable. It just changed the game. It was amazing.
He's since declined any offer to sell it, including the highest offer of $150,000.
Oh, that's stupid.
He has instead kept the coveted piece of NFL memorabilia in a guarded bank vault in Pennsylvania, occasionally bringing it out for public appearances involving the Steelers, including one with Franco Harris in 97 to commemorate the play's 25th anniversary.
I'd sell it.
Did you know of the Rose of Jericho? It is a plant that can survive years without water and sun. It curls up into a tiny dry lump and can wait for... It's a joke there, isn't it? And can wait for dozens of years until water comes around. Then it slowly unfolds and starts blossoming again.
Okie dokie.
So it shrivels to it.
Yeah, it curls up into a tiny dry lump and waits for water to come by. And then it gets bigger and blooms. And finally...
That's the last fact?
Yeah.
It's only 7:20.
Well,
what are we going to do?
I don't know.
What are we going to do now?
I can do more.
Let's save a few for the after the break.
Well, I mean, I only have one.
Well, come up with a few more. In fact, I'll tell you what. I got some extras here.
I mean, I only have the one that I've already picked out. I can go through and get more after we do the break here.
Here's a whole sheet full of them.
There's a whole... I can't do that first one.
Let me see. What is it? Male elephants can... Oh, okay. Well, there's four after that.
Exactly.
I can imagine what the rest of that is.
We can save that for animal stories.
That's true. You can save that one for animal stories.
It's kind of like that story about the lumpy plant that blossoms.
Well, sort of. No, don't do that one.
Let me do this last one here before we hit the break. Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president of the United States, drank a gallon of coffee a day. A gallon of coffee a day.
That's...
His bathroom.
I have probably done that once or twice, but I don't think I've ever done that.
He was a teetotaler, right? Correct.
May have been. Franklin was not. Franklin was renowned for his martini making skills, and he used to love to have people in the Oval Office at night while he was shaking the martinis and pouring for everybody.
Yeah.
See, every once in a while, I come up with something that doesn't involve baseball.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
So we'll come back.
Sure.
I have another convoluted intro.
That's fine. I didn't realize that I was moving along so fast.
Neither did I.
I just, you know, not a lot of interruptions.
But the $10 food outlet pop quiz question could come from the first batch or the second, so please give us your undivided attention. Look who's at 394 pound, our friend Chuck Roast. 394 pound. I think you know what I'll do.
He's on that new station, 97.5.
97.5.
97.5.
97.5.
394 a pound. I may pick one of those up and soak it into some of my homemade barbecue sauce, and then lay that into an omelet on Monday.
That's a great idea.
With some cheese.
Nothing wrong with that.
We could do steaks again next week. T-bones are $4.96 a pound. They're very, very flavorful. Grape tomatoes. They're a buck a pint. That is an excellent price, and those are juicy and flavorful. Campbell's soup, 79 cents a can. And Gwaltney bacon, the 12-ounce package. And it's good bacon. 12-ounce package, $2.95. You want to pay $5.99 or higher for a pound of bacon?
No, higher, $7.99.
$7.99. Yeah. It's ridiculous at the chain grocery stores. Food Outlet's going to save you in every department, from dairy to meat, household products, bread. You can get a loaf of bread for a little over a buck a loaf. Package of buns for 74 cents. And the Surefine House brand is as good as any on the planet, I assure you. We go there. I'm there every Sunday morning. I've been meeting a lot of listeners lately, too, which is great. But there's a food outlet on Highway 14 serving Prattville and Millbrook, and one on Main Street in Prattville itself. That's on Highway, just west of Highway 31 on Main Street. Try Food Outlet and start saving real money, and you'll have a chance to win a $10 gift certificate coming up soon. 723.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East-South Boulevard. If you're coming from Narrow Lane headed to Woodley Road, it'll be just past the Habitat for Humanity store on the right. Use caution there. Elsewhere, light to moderate traffic all around the boulevard. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. That's going to build as we get closer to rush hour. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Don't forget, school zones in effect right now all over the area. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it is warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's going to be great. And that means everything, your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On January 22nd, 1949, the world welcomed little baby Steve Perry. When his mother asked the gender of the future Journey frontman, the doctor replied,
"Just a city boy.
It was somewhere in California. Steve Perry, a star is born.
And now,
J. Scott continues loving, touching, and squeezing.
Random facts.
That was another Journey song.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I was just lucky.
It's just ironic. Yeah.
Did you know there have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902? The most recent addition was the koala in 2002.
I haven't had an animal cracker in a long time. There's no law that says adults can't eat those, right?
No.
Not at all.
Bet you can't eat just one.
And if you get the frosted kind, oh, boy.
Oh, they have those now?
Oh, they've had those for a while. The pink frosting on the animal crackers. Oh, God.
Rich and I grew up in poor times when there was no choice.
That's right.
You either liked them plain or you didn't get them.
Frost was on the ground back then.
Yeah. Going back to our bananas, did you know that they are curved because they fight gravity to grow towards the sun?
Have you seen that commercial where they're using curved zucchinis and bananas on TV to treat a condition? My jaw drops. They're showing this on TV.
No. Curved bananas?
I can imagine what they're doing. Yeah, what they're doing.
I am not making this up. Take a look, search it. I don't remember the name of the... I know it's four because they put the name on. But I can't believe they're actually using fruit and vegetables as a metaphor for a medical illness or whatever it is.
Did you know the Philippines also celebrated Independence Day on July 4th? Correct. Only theirs was for the day they got their independence from the United States in 1946. Since 1964, they've celebrated the holiday on June 12th instead, which commemorates their independence from Spain. Come on, Philippines. Stop
being... Independence from us? If it wasn't for us, Philippines, guess what? You'd be visiting Tokyo. Save them.
That is very true, no doubt.
Let's see, do you have anything else?
Bitter and resentful.
It's not even top of the hour yet. You can't get
clear.
You can't get bitter and resentful until the top of the hour.
Did you know, with 3,872 hours of bright sunshine annually, this major city receives the most sunshine of any other major city on Earth?
Major city?
Is it in the United States?
It happens to be in the United States.
San Diego?
I was going to guess that, too.
No.
Honolulu?
Go a little bit, go a little bit north, but go a little bit south of San Diego. And get out of California altogether.
Oh, Phoenix.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible there.
It is.
I don't know anybody lives in that part of the country.
Yeah.
I drove there from L.A. with my aunt for the 4th of July in the early, a zillion years ago, in her fabulous station wagon. And we stopped at, and you probably know this place, it's Needles.
Uh-huh, right. It used to be one of the traditional hot spots in the country.
I mean, it gets close to 120 there on a regular basis.
Right.
And it's the 3rd of July. So we went to get some sodas. As we're walking back to the car, I'm reaching for the door handle, and she screamed, Don't touch that!
That's right. You can't. You need, like, oven glove mitts.
You have to have an oven mitt to open your car. Now, I'm sorry. I lived in Florida. It's hot there, but that's ridiculous.
Do you know the relative humidity in Phoenix has changed? You know why? Because of all the pools in people's backyards. They have created a new climate over Phoenix.
Interesting. I'm surprised they don't evaporate. The pools there.
It is, did you know, we don't know this because we don't get the snow, but it is illegal in 12 states to not clean snow off a car before driving.
Oh, off a car.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the walkways in front of your house.
Oh, the sidewalks?
Yeah.
They probably don't care about that. But if you don't clean it off your car while you're driving, because then the snow blows back,
right,
hits other cars. No,
if the temperature is closer to freezing and you're pulling your car out and driving after heavy snow, it's not just the powder that can come flying off. You can get an iceberg off the top of somebody's car, and it's especially bad. You got to be really careful when you're behind a big 18 truck.
18-wheelers, and there are
these glaciers come
pieces
off the top
that
of
come off. Yeah, exactly.
They can kill you,
right?
There's that story about the iguanas. Falling iguanas possible tonight. Huh.
Temperature is dropping, and so are the iguanas.
How much further you need
to
go?
We're fine.
We're good.
Okay.
But if you have one, go ahead.
I don't.
All right.
Well, we're good.
I sent you some potential.
Two figure out what the $10 food outlet pop quiz question is going to be. Let's talk about Alabama's Retailer of the Year for the year 2019, an award earned by Adams Drugs. Opening one store on Adams Street in 1962, now grown to a family of 12. And I know the term family gets kind of overused, but in the case of Adams Drugs, that's exactly what it's like, because from spot to spot, all 12, I've been to 10 of the 12, the consistency of effort, customer service, the welcoming, the effort to get you the best possible copay on a prescription, to take the time to talk to you about the medication instead of just blowing you out so you can get to the next person. It's personal, you feel appreciated, and that's the way getting your medication should be, where it's one-on-one. If you need a consultation, there's no such thing as a dumb question. And I love them. You know, they have gift shops at the different locations, and they have all your over-the-counter needs as well. And even a candy bar and a soda, if that's what's going to make you feel better. But like my pharmacist, Lamar White, he's at the Adams Drugs on Vaughn Road, east of Taylor. Mm-hmm. All of them there are just phenomenal. I go out of my way to go back there because that's the kind of relationship you build with the Adams Drugs pharmacy that you choose to use. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you, I promise. It's a decision you will really be happy you made. All right, boys and girls, let's go to Quizmaster Jay for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
This goes back to part one of our pop quiz. Part one of our random facts. Harriet Tubman was alive for what two presidents?
You mentioned two, and that's what we want.
Yeah. Who are the two people that she was alive while they were alive? And there were
cool.
Two presidents.
It's a good question, man. 272-9228. 272-9228 is the number to call. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East-South Boulevard. If you're coming from Narrow Lane headed to Woodley Road, it'll be just past the Habitat for Humanity store on the right. Use caution there. Elsewhere, light to moderate traffic all around the boulevard. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. That's going to build as we get closer to rush hour. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Don't forget, school zones in effect right now all over the area. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it is warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services
performed by the lawyers. All right, it's 7:34. Our pop quiz question is out there, and Brian, we go to you first for the correct answer. How are you this morning?
Hey, Brian.
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Yeah. You know. Yeah. What's
all right, you ready for Thomas Jefferson and Ronald Reagan?
Correctamundo. That is exactly what we're looking for.
In fact, she would have been six when Jefferson died, so she could have remembered that.
Yeah. And then, yeah, potential.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Ronald Reagan was alive for everybody.
The other thing that's interesting is the story of Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens.
And the Halley's Comet.
Halley's Comet, yeah.
Right.
It comes every 76 years. And he was born as it came and passed away as it left.
Or how about Thomas Jefferson and dying?
That's the most amazing.
The same day as... Adams?
Yeah, and they had a rivalry.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them's last words, we were talking about last words the other day, said, yeah. Yet Jefferson lives.
And he had died
a few hours earlier.
Yeah.
Right. I was finding all this.
It's amazing. Fascinating.
Good. Hang on, Brian.
Hey, Brian, stand by.
Let's say, hi, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
We did get a winner. But
how much coffee did Teddy Roosevelt drink in a day?
A gallon a day?
That is absolutely right. Correct?
Yes.
Yep. That's right. You got it, man.
We appreciate it. Maybe next time you'll win, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Where's all the cute kids that were calling like yesterday to win this thing?
I don't know. Hmm.
You don't know.
It's just weird. 7:36.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
It's It's a very cold morning. We bottomed out at 24 this morning, making it the coldest of the season so far. Now, yesterday morning was actually colder as far as the wind chill. You follow me? So this morning was actually a little bit lower on the thermometer by 1 degree. Our forecast calling for, after this cold start, a modest warming trend this afternoon with a high temperature up to about 53 as the Arctic chill fades. Good bit of sunshine. Not as cold tonight. You know, overnight low 34. We'll be in the mid-50s tomorrow. Risk of showers, especially, anytime tomorrow, but especially after lunchtime. Showers are likely Thursday night into first thing on Friday morning, maybe even some thunder. Then Saturday should be dry. We're in the 50s over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Right now this morning, we have calm winds, so no wind chill factor. The temperature is 25 at 737. Let me talk to you about Lightstream. They're a division of South Trust Bank. Now, how much money are you paying in interest on your credit cards every month? Too much, right? Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? If you're thinking about the high interest credit cards that you used over the holidays and the bills that are rolling in now, here's an idea that'll ease your mind. It's easy with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. That's much lower than the national average interest rate on credit cards, which is over 20%. I've been reading some of the great testimonials online at Lightstream.com. Here's one. I heard the radio ad and said it was worth looking at. I was a little skeptical because I had never done anything like this online before. To my great surprise, the loan process was very simple and easy to navigate through. I wish all loans were this efficient. That's from one guy there, right there. Just for our listeners, listen up. You can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this is to go to Lightstream.com/WACV. That's LightStream.com/WACV. And do it today.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/WACV for more information.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Having been through our own wedding traumas, I found this story pretty electrifying. Remember the call we got from Jay? Where's he been, by the way? The guy that called, told a story about I am my own grandpa.
Oh, man.
That was a long time
ago. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
I think he's busy, but I've never heard this one. A wedding recently had to be called off because the groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother both vanished earlier this month. Turns out they ran off together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I bet that's happened before, though, you know?
I've never seen it make the news. It turns out that the groom's father and the bride's mother actually knew each other growing up and had a little childhood romance, you know, exchanging Valentines at school and all that. So when their adult children decided to get married, they started spending more time together, and guess what? Those old fumes. Flames.
Fumes? The fumes ignited?
Yeah, the fumes ignited. And, the wedding of the, this is the sad part, the two kids have called off their nuptials.
Oh, no.
It reminds me of one of the funniest scenes ever in The Office. It gets out that Michael Scott, that's what she said. Huh. Michael Scott is dating the mother of somebody who works in The Office.
I just recently saw that episode. Yeah.
It's hilarious because Jenna Fisher never in a million years thinks it's her mom.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Pam at The Office, so she's going around, who is it? Who is it? She finally corners Michael, and as she, the look of horror that comes over her face as she realizes, my boss is dating my mother. And then the way that ends, oh my God, that show was brilliantly written. And they were another show, like All in the Family, MASH, and a few others, that could take on tough topics and still make you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, without being exploitative or vulgar or...
That kind of launched his career, though, right? I mean, you know, after that, he was...
Yeah, well, I mean, he's picked some good roles for himself in movies like 40-Year-Old Virgin. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of others he did that were pretty good, too, but they escaped me.
They talk about...
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Was it Bruce Almighty?
Bruce Almighty, yeah.
No, he did have it. He did the sequel.
Oh, he was in... I thought he was one of the funniest parts of Anchorman, the first Anchorman movie.
He was in Anchorman. Bruce Almighty was Jim Carrey, but he played a news guy in that.
Yeah.
And then he was in the sequel, Evan Almighty. I think he became Noah or something like that. What was another one that Steve Carell has done?
I'm glad I got to see those movies before Jim Carrey went berserk.
Yeah. And he's not bringing in the bucks he was once bringing in.
He was the first $20 million man in Hollywood because his movies became such a phenomenon that he could demand $20 million and get it.
Holy cow.
Yeah. But not anymore. Those days are over. He's now going straight to DVD.
He is.
7:42, here is Fox Business, your local news, and then we're back with today's edition of Animal Stories.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are higher on Wall Street following world markets up. Investors seemingly taking a step back from scares about the coronavirus spread and what it would mean, such as pain to tourism revenue probably and other parts of the travel industry. Now the U.S. is also talking travel. President Trump in Davos, Switzerland, saying he plans to expand the travel ban.
So we have a very strong travel ban and we'll be adding a few countries to it.
Not giving more details to reporters at the World Economic Forum, though some media reports saying there are seven countries on the list, and they include Belarus and Sudan. Johnson & Johnson out with earnings, showing the drug maker narrowly missed quarterly revenue estimates. British luxury automotive brand Jaguar Land Rover Automotive saying it'll cut 10% of the workforce at its Halewood plant in England. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating three homicides between Friday and Saturday night. They say the shootings are not related. Right now, no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A committee studying the implementation of an occupational tax in Montgomery heard from the Parks and Recreation Department Tuesday about its needs. The committee met with the police and fire chiefs earlier this month and will hear from the maintenance department next week. And two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The businesses now have the option to appeal the city council's decision. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeQuire's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyleqwire.com today. That's acbyleqwire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hang on there, Simba. Before we do animal stories, because I lost my animal stories.
Oh.
It's a serious thing.
There's something about a...
an elephant.
Elephant.
Yeah, a lot of elephant related. Okay, is this it? Yes.
There's the elephants, if you
that's right.
Want to somehow tiptoe around that subject.
I'm pretty good at tiptoeing, and when I don't tiptoe around a topic, I tap dance around it. But Dolly Parton has launched a line of greeting cards.
Yeah?
For reals. And we have the whole story of her new company right here in this clever parody. And then we'll do Animal Stories. You had to know it'd be this song.
Of course.
It's 7:47. It's not even 9 yet. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Need a way to tell your brother happy birthday? Send your mom a message on her day. Finding the perfect word is really hard. A kid you know finished kindergarten. Your convict friend, he just got pardoned. Send a note from Dolly with my brand new greeting cards. Making greeting cards, my new way to make a living. Hope you get well soon, and you have a great Thanksgiving. Congratulations on your big, beautiful wedding. Buy an extra one for the divorce you're getting. Greeting cards, some dumb kid's graduation, or a housewarming. Hope you love your new location. I'm so sorry you got laid off from your business, but I'll make a small fortune during Christmas.
That was really well done. That was Kristen. News Talk 93.1 FM at 7:48, 12 before 8 o'clock. It's time for Animal Stories. We go to Wolfman to bring us up to the vocal.
Oh, just a little shy.
All right, our top story, a howl-off between a little boy and his Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah, let's give this a listen. Wasn't that cute?
Adorable.
It made coming to work today worth it.
All right. In elephant news.
Oh, no.
You've heard the term junk in the trunk? Male elephants. Basically, without using the
They can control that. They just can, like they can control their trunk.
Right, and they can swat flies and do all kinds of things. Where's my medication? Hey, we're going to take a brief break here, folks.
Clear!
I love it.
In other elephant news, a video recorded at a hotel in Sri Lanka shows an Asian elephant that wandered into the building with its fly swatter and went for a stroll around the lobby.
That is one large lobby.
Yeah, a video tweeted by someone on Twitter shows the elephant poking around the lobby of the Jetwing Yala Hotel, and I recommend whenever you're in Sri Lanka, stay at the Jetwing. Room service is great, 24/7.
When you're south of Montgomery, go to the Pine. The Pine Mountain or whatever. It's
Pine
called.
Lake.
Pine Lake.
Now known as the Relax Inn. Hotel officials said the elephant is named Nata Kota. And it's been a frequent visitor to hotel grounds, but this is the first time Nata Kota has ever entered the actual building. The hotel said guests are urged to keep their distance from Nata Kota, explaining the elephant is still a wild animal. Racked up a big minibar bill going for those peanuts.
I could imagine.
Alright, and our final story, the owner of a Kentucky furniture store said about $5,000 worth of damage was caused by two deer that broke through the glass door into the Maple Leaf Furnishings business. Employee Kelly Smith said the inside of the store was visited by a deer and her newborn. Father was able to shoo the deer out of the store without hurting them. The store owner said the two animals destroyed about $5,000 worth of merchandise in addition to the front door.
A lot of animals or they're not supposed to be this morning.
Well, I'm just glad there's stuff because that gives us a chance to play Tusk.
Absolutely. I expect it every morning.
7:51.
if you don't have a go-to place for all your car's service needs, mm-hmm. if you find that you need tires, you're not sure where to start, there's one answer to all those questions. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. With three locations, you know, the Millbrook location is convenient to Prattville, so basically they got all the bases covered there. If you live or work in that area, the location on Highway 14, just let them know you need to ride back to your house or your office so they can accommodate you.
I was there yesterday. They took care of me in record time. They were tapping my shoulder because I had the headphones on.
It is like pit crew service.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I'm going back for some brake stuff tomorrow at Don Duncan.
And they've got certified master technicians, so your work, the work you have done, is in the best possible hands. But just for basic maintenance, the big reason people don't get that done is because I don't have the time. Well, they create the time for you with that incredible customer service offer at all three locations. Again, Highway 14, Millbrook behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell just north of Vaughan. 752.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your next feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I feel buttery.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time to get up, everyone. We'll make sure that you have fun. Get your weary self out of bed. Don't you sleep no more.
Do it live.
That's how we do it. 7:54, and our big story today, and I don't think it's insignificant, is this study that now says the average body temperature is 97.5.
How could that have changed?
I'm sorry.
How could that have changed, though? How could it have changed?
Well, the original figure of 98.6, are you familiar with the backstory on that?
Oh, yeah.
It was, I guess, a German Germany.
Germany?
What's Germany.
What's wrong with the temperature we got?
Well, this German doctor took the, God, I remember in health class in high school, Mr. Krasnowski went into great detail about...
Irish guy.
Oral, yes. Mr. Mick Krasnowski. actually, at my high school... When I think back, Mr. O'Neill, Miss Banks, they were either Irish or Polish.
Yeah, yeah.
Curtin, we're not sure about. He was weird. He's the one that made us walk on our knees naked around the pool. Be glad you don't have a teacher like that. Boy, it was tough in our day, kids. It was rough. Talked about oral temperature,
mm-hmm.
axillary temperature, and the other one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The three normal temperatures.
Yeah.
So this German doctor studied the temperatures on 25,000 people and came up with the 98.6. That's how that figure was arrived at.
How did we change now?
Well, the new study says it's 97.5.
Tired of the same old 98.6?
Then tune your body to 97.5.
97.5, the temp.
Because you are way cooler than your parents.
By a whole 1.1 degrees.
97.5.
With sweat gland and hypothalamus in the morning.
97.5. Keeping your temperature low.
With the volume up. 97.5. The temp.
The body's new thermal alternative.
Are you ready for the new 97.5?
Mm.
And now Jay Scott.
Well, I actually think I am coming down with something.
Here.
No, that's not going to...
Well, let me look at my bag. I have other medicines.
I'm not coming down with heart problems.
Your fever threshold just went
down. Anyway, let me talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Want a candy bar?
Candy bars aren't going to cure you.
It's keto friendly.
But Millbrook Family Chiropractic might be the answer for those aches and pains.
Are they keto friendly too?
Yes. They are, yes. In fact, you know what? Speaking of, they'll do nutrition plans for you.
Yes.
Oh. They will.
Jeff Pasley's great.
He is. Dr. Jeff Pasley, Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Chiropractic issues are their specialty, but they branch out into so many other things. They will do a nutrition plan for you and an exercise regimen. They're not going to be your personal trainer. You know, you're not going to go to them every day like you're going to go to a gym, but they are going to put a plan in place for you nutritionally to get better, exercise-wise to get better, that sort of thing. Everything to make your body better and feel better. Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Go online to their website. Again, you'll see all of these services that they offer for you. MillbrookChiropractor.com. They're located, of course, in Millbrook. But if you go to MillbrookChiropractor.com, you can find their exact location, their number, which is 285-8483. Or you can fill out new patient forms. You can ask them questions right there from the website at MillbrookChiropractor.com. Look them up online. It is Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Dr. Pasley used to come in and visit us. He'd sidekick with us every once in a while, and he's a guitar player.
He's a fantastic guitar player.
And he's got a great sense of humor, too.
He came in to do his own background music for his commercial.
Is that right?
He had this box that connected into all of our stuff. Like it was one of the easiest things I've ever had to do. And I know you're thinking I'm not blowing smoke at all.
No.
It was really one of the... When I'm not up here, I'm doing production downstairs.
Right.
And I get requests all the time of, like, can we use this music? Can we come in and do our own thing? And they just bring a guitar, and I've got to somehow manufacture mics to position the way they need to. No. He had this device that went into his guitar that then was plugged into a box that had an XLR jack. I just plugged it directly into the input. Recorded it right there.
How about that, man?
Didn't have to use microphones at all.
If every client was like that.
It's fantastic.
Only smoke blowing that goes on here is about to start. As I visit the Thinking Stoop, I can climb those stairs. I've been doing acupuncture. There are so many great options out for people today for better health and better living. And Dr. Pasley, if you talk to him, tell him I'd like to have him come back in the afternoon someday.
I'll reach out to him.
Because he is very entertaining. 7:59, we're going to check traffic on Fox News. Brad McDonald will join us at 5:10 this afternoon. Yesterday, I had the crazy notion that the market was off just a little bit. That had something to do with impeachment. It did not. And believe it or not, it's the fear over this disease, the SARS-like disease.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one case in the United States now.
And they're worried about how this could affect the airlines because a lot of folks may not want to travel if they think they're going to get this horrible new thing that's out there. So he'll join us again today at 5:10. And